before the first ultimatum, we wrote a letter to Mr. President conveying the decision of our members nationwide on conditional suspension of the strike. Our members are asking that some conditions be met before the strike is suspended. So what that means is that that letter was issued to Mr. President before the ultimatum. For us, we will wait for the answer to that letter, the reply to that letter. As far as we are concerned, it's not the first time that government is issuing ultimatum to academics in Nigeria. So we have gone through that path before.
Officials from the Education Ministry have said that you're holding the country to ransom.
Well, I like to believe that it's the government that's holding the country to ransom. There is an agreement that should be implemented by government, and government has refused to implement the agreement for the last 4 years. Recently in 2012, we sat down with government, and government gave us an assurance in writing on how it's going to implement the agreement. And that was not done. So our members are tired of waiting. We want a situation where our universities will begin to compete effectively with their peers internationally. And that is the challenge before us.